That's not the one that I wanted you guys to say. There's a reason why you do this before services. There we go. All right. Good morning. We are going to run a little tight on time today. How many of us look at each other and think, man, that person has a great talent. That person has been richly blessed. I could never get in front of a large crowd and speak to a big audience. I'd get too scared. I could never make the food that tastes good that people would want to eat. I want to warn you guys, I don't want rotten tomatoes or bananas thrown at me. This talk is not going to be based on this title necessarily. So, I want whoever can come up with what the rest of my title is as it appears, go ahead and say it out loud. Talent on loan from God. We know who made this statement popular by Rush always making this part of his intro. I never really listened to him, but I always liked that phrase that our talent is on loan from God. It is not something that you have acquired. It is not something that you have done yourself. God has blessed you with that talent. So make sure you keep that in your mind. You may work at developing that talent, but you have never, but you've been given that talent from God. Most of you, if you hear any news whatsoever, knew that my company that I work for, John Deere, we were on strike from them. Well, during that strike, we had three guys that passed away. Two of those guys chose to end their lives prematurely on their own. That affected me because I knew that they were leaving the family behind. So often people that choose to take their life, they are selfish in the fact that they think that they are the problem and that they need to get rid of themselves to make everybody else happy. But they don't realize the misery and the heartache it causes the family. We have one guy who I worked with when I was on days. He was a very foul-mouthed individual. And he would come up and talk to me back in the day. And now, this week even, this past week, he came up to me. I hadn't seen him since before we went on strike, and he came up to me, and he wanted to sincerely ask me how I was doing. He had a genuine care, and that was a change that I had seen in him because he had not expressed any kind of interest whatsoever in the past. Things can change your perspective, and you can take on a different role in your life when you have these experiences affect you. This man was coming up when I was finishing my shift. He was coming up and he wanted to chat with another guy he knew that was going through a divorce. And I had no clue that this guy had even was going through a divorce. He was coming in extra early because he was having to get off early to take care of his kids and pick them up from daycare. This had an effect on me because I saw a change. And I don't think he even realized that he was having to care for other people. This man was discovering a talent that he had. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one, he gave 5 bags of gold, to another, 2 bags, and to another one, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more bags. Then the next one, 2, that was given 2, he gained another 2. And we know this story. It's pretty common story. And this story I wanted to use because these individuals, these servants, did not waste time. As soon as they got their gold that they were entrusted, they went out and they put it to work, didn't they? How many of us have thought of the talents that we have been given, and yet like the man that was given 1 bag of gold, what did he do? He went and buried it, didn't he? But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. Do we hide our treasures? Or do we hide our talents that we are given? We don't want to be ashamed that we have not perfected our own talents yet. So we just keep on hiding them. We don't want to embarrass ourselves. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with 2 bags of gold also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Did this man who received the 2 bags of gold, did he look at the guy who received the 5 and say, oh man, why didn't I get entrusted with that? I only have 2 bags. No. He put himself to work. He didn't have pity on himself. Do you have pity on yourself because you look at somebody and you think, wow, they have so much. Guess what? They worked hard to get it. Have you put in that work yourself? This man with the 2 bags, he went right out. He didn't have that thought of poor old me. No. He went about his master's work and did the work he was supposed to. Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. Master, he said, I knew that you were a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid the gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. This man was lazy. And he made what I feel was an excuse as to why he didn't at least invest the money or put it in the bank, like it was later said in this story. Master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant, so you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well, then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I return, I would receive it back with interest." The master scolds this man for being lazy. He knew that he was a hard-working man, but yet this servant, chose to be lazy about his work. He was not responsible. How many of us realize how difficult it is to start up a business? There are some of you out there that we know who have done this. That individual invested money that most likely they didn't even have to invest in at the beginning. They probably had to borrow money to start their business. People want to criticize those who have made it in life. And they even want to take the idea of, oh, well, we need to take more money away from them because, look, they got more money. America has been a great place for people who want to start a business or have a business to flourish with their skills. An unnamed man that lived in China once said, "We have everything over you guys, all you Americans. We got technology over you guys. We've got skill above you guys. But you know one thing that you guys have over us? You guys have the thought of entrepreneurship. You guys will go out and create and invest and try to develop new things. Our people, they don't have that ambition because they're not seen as individuals. What have you been called to do? Diligence. Consistently working with all your heart to bring glory to God. Now, I know there are people out here, as mentioned, that have businesses. They use their talents in that business to help glorify God. I have the privilege of working with one of these individuals. And I only worked one day for this individual, but I could see the character that he placed in his business. He valued his customers. He valued his reputation. And I could see the fruits of his labor. How many of you would love to have a car like this just given to you? I just see a couple of hands. Wow. You know what? I don't think I would like to pay for the insurance on this, let alone the car payment on this. If you were given something like this car, would you truly value it? Would you value it like somebody who actually made the payments on it? Most likely not. There are people out there, especially ones who are young, who have always had the nice things given to them, but they didn't earn it. Do they appreciate what they are given? A parent went out and they bought them all the expensive clothing. They bought them the expensive brand new basketball shoes. Guess what? They only play basketball 2 practices and they quit. Instead, shouldn't they have been given hand-me-downs and earned those new basketball shoes after they had proven themselves? Be very careful when you envy what other people have, what other people's gifts are. You want the finished product without completing the payments required for that talent. My dad, he always made it known, well, at least I knew it, he never wanted to hire anybody outside of his business or outside of his family because he wanted people to respect the stuff that he had invested into his business. He knew that people outside of the family would have less care and respect for what he had put his hard work into. There are many people, when I was on strike, and I had my issues with being on it, but they kept on saying that they were worth more, that they should be paid more, but yet they could not go out and find another job somewhere else and get paid what benefits and what pay they were getting where we worked at John Deere. And my thought along with that was, I've seen your work ethic. I've seen the quality of work you put out. You're not worth what you think you are. Let's make sure that what we are expecting is within reason. How many of us go out to the store, maybe Lowe's or someplace like that, and we see this nice grill? It looks really nice. It has all the features we want, the anti-burning your food feature. I've not seen that, but I would love to have it. They decide to go out and buy it. Does it come the way that it's shown in the store? No. It comes in a box. If you want it assembled, you have to pay somebody to assemble it. Or if you want the finished product, then you have to invest the time to make it the way it's supposed to be. God gives you the parts that you need in order for you to develop into what product He intended you to be. It is up to you to assemble yourself. You are responsible for putting in the work in order to build yourself up and to give that gift that God gave you back to Him. If you ever see someone displaying their talent that God has given them, such as serving each other during Labor Day. During our Labor Day meeting, I've seen many people get involved and they start serving and helping one another. They make it look so easy, Michelle. Or them teaching class or giving a sermon that was richly edifying. You know, God gave them what they needed, and then they assembled it. They put in the work the hard work in order to get them to that point. It takes diligence to put things together. It takes work to improve yourself, but don't squander that talent that God gave you and bury it or hide it. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Not only should we develop this talent, these talents that God has given us, we are responsible for protecting it. You don't protect something by not watching it or doing anything with it, right? You don't leave $1,000 just on the table of hard work that you put into without trying to make sure that you guard it. Guess what? That talent that God has given you gave you the ability to make that money. Make sure you're guarding and working on that talent that God has given you. Don't let it fall by the wayside. Do we place a value in our abilities, or do we take them for granted and don't appreciate the talent God gave us? Because we look around and we think other people have better talents than us. We get jealous or envious. Are you good with math? Maybe you are an accountant. Be an honest accountant. Do your due diligence to make sure that what you're doing for the company is done right, and that you're charging the right amount for that service. But you know what? That talent was given to you from God. Use that talent to glorify God. Let people know that you are different. You're strange. Be happy that you're strange, because you're working at developing yourself. Are you good with soil? Perhaps you can help people with their lawns. Perhaps you can help with gardening. I know there are people in here that are gardeners. Maybe they can use their talents to help others. We all have talents, and we all can work together to help other people with their needs as well. Have you challenged yourself to grow this year? We are coming to the end of the year. If you've not, then you need to change yourself and work hard at improving yourself. You need to be committed to excellence. This is not my world. I want to state that right off the bat. Any of you see up here, what's wrong with this weld? Anybody that knows anything about metal? Dad, what's wrong with that? Would you want to buy that? No. If you can see, there's a hole blown through the tube. At work, we would end up having to scrap that. We couldn't put that out. Because, you know, so if a hole is blown into the tube is structurally unsound. And this weld right here looks like Swiss cheese. That's called porosity. That weld will not hold for anything. You should be willing to put in an effort to be the best that you can be. I would never, ever want to put out anything that looked like that. We as Christians should have higher standards. When we got back to work, some of this stuff, some of what we weld on normally looked kind of like that. Here you have men who are working on a bridge. They are welding. Would you want them to just go along, along and not care about the effort that they put into their work? No. You're going to be driving over that bridge. You're going to have many semis going over. You don't want that bridge to collapse. You need to make sure you're doing it the right way. And I'm just speaking, showing these examples because that's what I do as well. And so I want to make sure that I'm putting the best product forward, the best ability that I can. You likewise can have your own examples of how you can improve and what you would not find acceptable. And whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for man. Make sure you're always thanking God for what talents He has blessed you with. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is encouraging, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. God has given us all unique abilities. We're all strange. None of us are just like everyone else in this congregation. We all have our abilities. Not everybody can go fishing, but guess what? I've had people that have volunteered to take my kids out and teach them how to go fishing. What a blessing that is. Even if you don't think that you have many talents, work on those talents you've been blessed with. My wife can do some weird thing with her finger. And she's shown me it. She's like double jointed or something. And it kind of grosses me out. Well, guess what? My daughter Riley does the unique kind of same thing too. It grosses me out as well. I don't know how they can improve on that. It's unique. But hey, we all have our uniqueness. Let's not work on those uniquenesses, but find out what your strengths are. You're gonna pay for that. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. You may have a talent that is totally useless, you think. You might be able to say things backwards like the alphabet. Guess what? That's called dyslexia. However, because of your gift, that makes you unique. Your ability to disarm a bomb, maybe, and save many lives. Maybe that's how your dyslexia helps you. Work on those talents that you have and do it all for the glory of God. Tom Brady, and not this Tom Brady, the one that plays football, what's he do? He gives glory to God. He lets people know that he has a talent and he recognizes where he got the talent from. Let's encourage one another in their talents. If we sense that we're kind of envious of their talent, no, go up to that person and say, hey, I'm encouraged by the way that you've developed your talent. Is there some way that you can maybe encourage me to help me develop my talent? Use one another. I've been very impressed with Nico. He's gotten up here a few times, and the way that he addresses himself has shown that he has worked on a talent that he's been blessed with. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to one who has 10 bags, for whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have even what they have will be taken from them, and throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Don't bury your talent. Improve it. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. As I conclude this sermon, I want to encourage you to always, always remember how you have what you have. It was given to you as a gift, as a talent from God on high. If it was not for God, you would just sit there, if you could even sit there, and not be able to do anything. You've been blessed. Our uniquenesses make us who we are. God uses our uniqueness to develop us into who he needs us to be, so he can use us for his purpose. Not our purpose, for his purpose. We do things for those whom we love. We help each other out. One thing love does is teaches us to trust those whom we love. We should love and trust God to work through us. Let us always go to him in prayer and be humble in our attitude as we approach him. Trust in God, love God, serve God through excellence in where he placed you. Don't grumble and complain that you wish that you could be like someone else, like I've stated before, and have their talents instead. No, God gave you the talents he gave you for a purpose. There's a statement that's usually used to children. You get what you get, and you don't throw a fit. Serve the best you can with what God has given you. If you've stumbled and you need to come and ask help to develop your talent, maybe you've gone by the wayside and felt depressed about yourself, God's here. He wants you to come and ask for help. We're here. We want you to come and ask for help. Most of all, we want you to appreciate your uniqueness and know that it is to serve God and not man. If there's anything else that anybody needs addressed, let it be known as we stand and sing the song.